the earliest job I ever wanted was like a stand-up comedian or something. I did like stand-up when I was in like elementary school, junior high or something. And then I just, but I was always kind of like building stuff in the background. Like I'd build model rockets and RC cars and stuff like that.
That's San Francisco resident Thomas Reeve. He's long since abandoned his stand-up comedy dreams, but all that building he was doing in the background as a kid, well, it's paid off. Reeve is now a mechanical engineer, and he's also the subject of our next Hear Hear story.
Hear?
Hear?
Hear.
Okay, together. Okay.
Hear Hear,
a pop-up radio project.
Our Hear Hear community storytelling team met Reeve in the city's Potrero district, where he shared some of the life lessons he's learned through engineering. But first, he started off by describing his job.
Playing with clay or Play-Doh or something, that's basically what I do, except my Play-Doh costs more and it stays in one piece when you're done. My name's Thomas Reeve. I live in San Francisco, California in Potrero Hill. Right now, I'm a senior mechanical engineer. If you can hold it in your hands, it's something we made. So like cell phones, tools, cars, planes, boats, plastic housings, thermoform things. I built my first computer in junior high, and I was able to fix other people's pretty much since like 6th, 7th grade. Then I got into computers with a bunch of friends, and they all became electrical engineers, and I realized it was not for me. It didn't, my brain didn't click that way, and it's too perfectionist for me. Like, you have a comma in the wrong place, nothing works. What I do a lot is I'll draw something on like a napkin or a sheet of paper, and then we go make it, figure out how to make it real. And you have to build it a lot of times to see. You can only run the numbers so much before you get to the point. Like, the math assumes everything's perfect and real world isn't. You'll never have everything working the first time, and so they have things called revisions where, like, you'll see it in the back of you. Look at, like, a remote control or a barcode on a TV. You'll see, like, Rev A, Rev B, Rev 6 or something, and that's basically the count of how many tries it took them to get to that point. So you can't be afraid of failing. You just have to be able to learn from it, because you'll fail a lot, but you have to be able to sort of learn from that quickly and then iterate to get something that doesn't fail.